Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Crescent Valley, 7:30 till 9 Mountain Standard Time on weekdays. Yeah. Man, that weather out there. It's dark. And we're sitting at a balmy minus 2 this morning. But the winds are what's causing us some problems there. We got the winds from the northwest at 23 kilometers an hour. Gusting to 40, so that's not much fun being out there. Humidity is sitting at 49% and barometric pressure 101.8 kilopascals, but the good thing is it's rising. And we're calling for some sunny conditions today, and winds 30 kilometers an hour, becoming light early this morning. And then temperatures falling. Oh, no, see, the temperature just changed. It's minus 2 now. But by this afternoon, it's supposed to fall to minus 3, where it was just a minute ago. Anyways, what else have we got? And then we got sunshine right through to next Tuesday. And some cool temps here tomorrow and Friday. Minus 1 and minus 3 as highs. Saturday, high of minus 2. Sunday, high of minus 2. Monday, high of 0. And Tuesday, high of 0. I kind of wish I had a fireplace. Yeah. Oh, well, what can you do? At least the sun will be shining. Anyways, I'm going to start off with the song I came across last night. I hadn't heard it in a while, and it's off of one of my very favorite albums. It's actually my very first album I ever bought with my own money, and that was released in 1970. It was a Guess Who and American Woman. And we're going to listen to No Time right here on South Kootenai Radio. I like it. South Kootenai Radio. CCR with the famous Cosmos Factory album there with Traveling Band, and we're just rocking things up just a little bit. Hope you don't mind. Yeah. November the 20th, right here in the big Creston Valley, and let's bring us up to news time with, or not news time, what do we got at quarter two? It's all right, this day in Canadian history. Let's have a little sugar loaf right now, shall we? Green-eyed lady. Lovers free.
lady, windswept lady. It was the night, the waves, the sand. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature.
Lady there by Sugarloaf. How's everyone doing out there this morning? Pretty darn good? Yeah. We like to think we're doing okay, you know, so it's always good that if everybody's toe is tapping out there. I usually have a pretty good gauge of it if mine is tapping here and I got the headphones on, because sometimes I just gotta have the stuff cranked. Mine is too in the Creston Valley, and guess what, folks? It's time for this day in Canadian history. That's right. And, of course, the very first story is about the old hero of mine, Brian Mulroney. I better be careful. In 1995, Brian Mulroney files a $50 million lawsuit against the Federal Department of Justice and the RCMP. He claims that his reputation was hurt by a letter sent by investigating police to the Swiss banking authorities alleging a kickback in the sale of 34 Airbus jets to Air Canada in 1988. I think he was awarded something like $22 to $30 million in damages. Yikes. Don't get me started. Mm-hmm. And also on this day in 1942, story out of Dawson Creek, B.C., and it's the opening of the 2,450-kilometer long Alcan Military Highway, or the Alaska Highway, from Dawson Creek to Fairbanks, Alaska. The road built to supply the Pacific Northwest and Alaska in case of a Japanese invasion. Couple of birthdays here today. The first one, Wilfrid Laurier, born in St. Lin, Quebec, son of Carolus Laurier and Marie Martineau, Canada's seventh prime minister from 1896 to 1911. Died February 17th, 1919. Yeah. What else do we have here? Actually, there's a lot of stuff here, and I'm just skimming through it because, holy crow, it's just too much. Yes, I'm thinking that that could be it, because there's just so much information here today. Although, in 1995, CP Rail will move its head office to Calgary from Montreal, cutting 1,450 management and support jobs, moving 730 positions to Calgary to be closer to the bulk of business. That's right, I heard they closed all the railways down east, so they may as well go where the railways are still running. Bryan Adams made it in the news a couple of times on this day. Let's see, in 1993, his single Please Forgive Me peaked at number 7, and then in 1991, his song Can't Stop This Thing We Started went to number 1. Yeah. Oh, and look at that. In 1990, out of a Beaumont, Quebec, Korean auto company, Hyundai, opens the car body plant in Beaumont in the Eastern Townships. I wonder if that plant is still open. 1989, the fabric roof on the Olympic Stadium tears during a windstorm, which is a real shame because they just installed it. Even though the Olympics were in 76, it took them forever to get the roof finally completed. Is the Big O finally paid for? I'm not sure. What else? Oh, in 1964, to the Yukon, Mount Kennedy is named in memory of the late U.S. President John Fitzgerald Kennedy. And it was an unnamed mountain on the Alaska-Yukon border. Yeah. And here's big news out of Alberta, Leduc, Alberta, specifically. In 1946, Imperial Oil starts drilling Leduc number 1. Southeast of Edmonton, starts producing February 14th, 1947, and by late 47, there were 30 oil wells operating at the Leduc field, pumping over 3,500 barrels a day. Yeah, I bet that increased greatly. 1934, Toronto Maple Leaf Harvey Jackson is the first NHLer to score four goals in one period. Yeah, I think... I think Daryl Sittler beat that record. I think he got 5 in one period. I could be mistaken, though. Anyway, let's get on with some rare earth. I just want to celebrate. Right here on South Kootenai Radio.
The people.
go. Finishing up our first half hour here this morning with Sweet Home Alabama. That's from Lynyrd Skynyrd's second album. Yes, and guess what we've got now? The crew just stepped into the booth here, and they're looking all official in their nice polyester pants and their pocket protectors. Oh, look, old Joe. He's looking so handsome today. He's just itching to do 4 minutes and 30 seconds of news, so I better let him go, because otherwise he might piss his pants. Anyways, we'll catch you in about 4 minutes and 30 seconds for some more great music.
It is November 20th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. In the House of Commons today, the Harper government will tackle the issue of cyberbullying.
Our government recognizes that bullying and cyberbullying are serious concerns for many Canadian families and communities. And our government is committed to doing everything it can to protect our children and our youth from its serious and debilitating effects.
That is Justice Minister Peter MacKay. The Harper government will table a bill that will make it a criminal offense to distribute an intimate photograph or video without the consent of the person depicted. The bill was drafted at the request of the provinces and the territories. Earlier this year, they demanded Ottawa modernize the criminal code to deal with online harassment and intimidation. That call came after a series of high-profile cases involving, among others, Amanda Todd and Rataya Parsons. They were high school students who, according to their families, were bullied after sexually explicit images were circulated online. Still in Ottawa, concerns continue to be raised about the Harper government's plan to bring more skilled immigrants into the country. The CBC's Susan Lunn reports.
Richard Kurland is an immigration lawyer in Vancouver. He says there are parts of the new system he likes, such as the fact that it will create pools of applicants who will be chosen based on what employers need and then fast-tracked into Canada. But Kurland says there needs to be more independent oversight.
People unseen and frankly unaccountable will make the selection of one out of every five immigrants coming to this country.
Kurland was testifying at a parliamentary committee which is looking into the government's proposed new system. Immigration Minister Chris Alexander told the committee he and his officials are constantly consulting about the upcoming changes.
Officials have been having very detailed consultations with the provinces and territories. We continue to be in touch with employers.
Alexander wants the new system ready to go in a little over a year from now. Susan Lunn, CBC News, Ottawa.
The government of Alberta has ordered Sherritt International and Coal Valley Resources to clean up more than 600 million liters of wastewater that spilled last month from a coal mine into the Athabasca River. But the first priority is to determine exactly what was in that wastewater. Here's the CBC's Anne Gaviola.
The short list includes arsenic, mercury, cadmium, lead, and manganese. Now, Alberta's chief medical officer has said at no point in time was there a risk to drinking water, but water treatment plants were advised not to use river water, and farmers were told not to allow their animals to drink from that water as well. Now, this is a spill that happened at the end of October. This is on Halloween at a mine 30 kilometers away from the town of Hinton, which is west of Edmonton. A lot of residents and as well NDP critic Rachel Notley have been asking, why did it take this long for the government to disclose that there were compounds including arsenic in drinking water? The government has responded saying they needed to do a lot of testing of the area. It was a fairly expansive region that they had to cover, and it's not over yet either. The government continues to look into whether any environmental laws were broken, and at that point, if they do find that there is some evidence to suggest that, some environmental charges could be laid against these companies as well.
That's the CBC's Anne Gaviola. A doctor's group is calling for a national strategy to deal with emergency room wait times. The Canadian Association of Emergency Physicians says the first step in the process is to recognize the root cause of lengthy emergency room stays. It says the main problem is the chronic shortage of beds, which slows ER rooms in admitting ER patients. Illinois will become the 16th U.S. state to legalize same-sex marriage today. Governor Pat Quinn is expected to officially sign the legislation into law this afternoon. The number of states south of the border allowing same-sex marriages has increased from 6 now to 16 in the past year alone. And serial killer Joseph Franklin has been executed in Missouri. The white supremacist targeted blacks and Jews during a 3-year killing spree during the 1970s. The 63-year-old was found guilty of committing 7 murders, but he actually claimed responsibility for 20.
All right, thanks a lot, Joe. You can go change your pants now. Yeah, anyways, welcome back, everybody, to the second half hour here of South Kootenai Radio's morning show, which is broadcast weekdays from 7:30 till 9. Thanks a lot for tuning in, and hopefully you invited a friend today. I know. I'm not sure if anybody's gone and checked our Movember team, Mojo Rising, lately, but holy crow, we're blowing the roof off the joint. Man, I'll tell you, some great support there, and really good to see. So, just do a search for Mojo Rising, R-I-S-I-N. It's based out of Red Deer. My brother-in-law, Rick, was the one that came up with this idea. And there's a couple of us in the group that had to shave our beard off to grow a mustache. So I'm trying to grow the tackiest mustache I can. I've got myself a nice trucker hat to match it. And I'm currently on the lookout for one of them big wallets with the big chain that hangs onto your belt, because it really matches the mustache so nice. Don't worry, I'll be posting pictures on the site. All right, what do we got here? We've got some, is everybody interested in a free ride? I think I am. Come out at night. 1972 is that album with Free Ride on it. Yeah, I had a message sent by one of the listeners there about my comment about getting me a nice trucker wallet to match this fantastic mustache that I'm growing. And they said you can't find them anymore because the wallets, well, the chains specifically, has been deemed a weapon. No problem. I'll head down to Rednecked, Idaho. Down to the Big R. Yeah, the Trucker Pete section. They'll have them. Oh, yeah. Killer Queen. Coming up on SKR.
She keeps them away, Shonda, in a pretty cabinet. Anthony Cage, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. And it's time an invitation you can't take. She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Little man, trying to hold down to gauge your mind. I've been again incidentally in that way. Love you came naturally from Paris. Naturally. Because she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen. Gunpowder, gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. She's as willing as playful as a pussycat. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of time. She's absolutely bright. She's a killer queen. Gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price. Insatiable and appetite.
Anytime is time for South Kootenai Radio, broadcasting from the Creston Valley.
Okay, there we go. Link Ray bringing us into this day in rock and roll history. And what a big one it is, too. Holy crow. I've been having so much fun trying to pick the best songs here today. But when you get a couple of guys, like I'm about to mention here, on the birthday bill, oh, man, it's tough picking out the songs. Okay, first one, we've got 1940, November the 20th, Tony Butterlo, yeah, vocalist for the Letterman, and the way you look tonight. Norman Greenbaum, born on this day in 1942, Spirit in the Sky, Mr. One-Hit Wonder himself, yeah. 1946. Here was a biggie, and this is the toughest song that I've had to pick for this segment. Duane Allman was born in 1946. I think I said that. Guitar player extraordinaire for the Allman Brothers and Derek and the Dominoes. And, of course, What Song Do You Pick? By Duane. Ramblin' Man, Trouble No More, Hard to Tell. I need something to show off his guitar skills. Layla, he really twisted Layla around to turn it from a box of Kleenex tune that Clapton had written to a wow, super guitar riff ever. But that would be too easy. So stay tuned. I got something special. Joe Walsh, born on this day in 1947, guitar player extraordinaire again for the James Gang and solo artist, Eagles. One of the favorite tunes I ever seen Joe play was with, what's his name there? Fire and Rain. Come on now, it's slipping. Steamroller. Come on, who was singing that on the Eric Clapton Guitar Festival? Oh, I feel like a clone when I have the trivia just fall out of my head like that. Oh, well, what can I do? I had somebody send me a quick message here. Go to truckerwallet.com. Yes, I'm sure. Anyways, what else we have? George Grantham, drummer for Poco, born on this day in 1947 as well. Now, here's a kind of a funny story. I like this one. It goes back to 1955, which, by the way, was a very good year, and it was something that happened on the Ed Sullivan Show. And Ed Sullivan requested that Bo Diddley sing 16 Tons. Bo instead performs Bo Diddley. He wanted to rock it up, obviously. And he played that on the live TV show. Of course, Sullivan was so infuriated, Bo would never be invited back. The singer later recalled, Ed Sullivan said that I was one of the first colored boys to ever double-cross him. Sullivan said that he wouldn't last 6 months, and Diddley proved Sullivan wrong, as he released 11 albums between 1958 and 1963. Way to go, Bo. Yeah. Also in 1955, RCA Victor buys Elvis Presley's contract from Sun Records for $40,000. The deal was inked at New York's Warwick Hotel and gives Elvis a $13,500 signing bonus. Yeah. 1967, 19-year-old Arlo Guthrie releases an album called Alice's Restaurant, and when the 18-minute-long song premiered at the Newport Folk Festival, it helped foster a new commitment among the 60s generation to social consciousness and activism. Arlo went on to star in the 1969 Hollywood film version Alice's Restaurant, directed by Arthur Penn. Right on. Arlo's performance at Woodstock, by the way, was incredibly awesome. Yeah. My buddy Louis still sings some of the best Arlo Guthrie around. I swear he should lay some of that stuff down on track or on tape. Yep. What else do we have here? 1971, Isaac Hayes hits number one in the U.S. with the theme from Shaft, a mostly instrumental track used in the Shaft movie starring Richard Roundtree. It was Hayes' only million-selling single, although he did play seven other songs in the top 40, but only one of those cracked the top 20. Get a load out of this story. It just never seems to end sometimes. A 19-year-old fan of The Who, Scott Halpin, got the thrill of a lifetime when he was recruited from the audience to replace an exhausted Keith Moon, who was suffering from jet lag. The man lasted only three songs, when he was also too tired to continue. It's pretty hard to drum up to the Keith Moon standard, let me tell you. 1991, the Rolling Stones signed a $45 million contract with Virgin Records, making them rock's highest paid group. The record has since been eclipsed. The deal called for the band to make three albums over 6 years. All right, let's get rolling here. Now, I don't have Norman Greenbaum's song, Spirit in the Sky. I don't know where it is. It was in the library here. Obviously, it got misplaced, or Bill Gates slipped in there and stole it. I don't know. So we're going to listen to a Tom Cochran version, which is actually pretty darn good. Here we go. This day in rock and roll history right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Come on, steal away, please, please.
had the power turned off on the board again. Anyways, yeah, I told you I'd have something special there by Duane Allman. We can blame the no power on the board for talking with Gary. I was doing some major multitasking there, but no, Gary phoned up and said, please don't play Ramblin' Man, and I didn't. I had a tough choice to make there. Anyways, you're listening to This Day in Rock and Roll History, and a special thanks going out to Jen, who's having a great time over there at Bison, having listened to the morning show, and of course, we are going to continue on here. We've got probably Joe's most famous song, and of course he said he wished he didn't even write it now because he's had to play it for the rest of his life, but that's the problem. Yeah, Rocky Mountain Way, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
broadcasting from the base of the Skimmerhorn Mountains, South Kootenai Radio.
He gon' take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better not take the ring from me.
machine to all the chicks. You're damn right. Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man? Can you dig it? Who's the cat that walk about when there's danger all about? Right on. They say this cat Shaft is a bad mother. I'm talking about Shaft. He's a complicated man, but no one understands him but his woman.
Good segment there on today's This Day in Rock and Roll History. And of course, hopefully there was something there that you enjoyed. I was especially pleased with that Duane Allmond song that I found. And I almost did one with Duane and Aretha Franklin. Holy crow. The problem was it was so blue. I didn't have the Kleenex here to wipe away the tears. I thought, oh man, I got to play something a little bit more upbeat. Anyway, we finished off there with Isaac Hayes' Shaft, and that one going to number one in 1971. What else did we listen to? Oh, we played a little Bull Diddley there. Oh, Bull crossing Ed Sullivan on this day back in 1955 with that particular song. We played some Joe Walsh, Rocky Mountain Way, and Tom Cochran's version of Spirit in the Sky, which I especially like. Spirit in the Sky, Norman Greenbaum's one-hit wonder there. But what was the name of that Duane Allmond song I played? Steal Away is what it was called. Yeah, good one. Anyways, stay tuned again tomorrow at about 8:15. We'll have another installment of This Day in Rock and Roll History for you. I better get rolling here. I see we're falling behind schedule. Can't have that. Anyway, so let's have a quick look at the weather across the country here right now. Currently in the Crescent Valley, we're sitting at -2, and we're supposed to fall later today to -3. We've got big blue skies out there and some clouds going on, but that darn wind, yeah. The wind will subside here later this morning as well. Now over in Vancouver, oh man, I bet they're freaking there. It's -1. Yeah, the commute to work is probably nuts for all those people that don't know how to drive in winter conditions. -27 in Whitehorse, snowing. Holy crow. -21 in Calgary. Yahoo! Cloudy, though, which is a little unusual. -24 with a mix of sun and cloud in Edmonton. Regina, it's snowing. -17. Gotta love the prairies, eh? Yep. -6 in Winnipeg with a mix of sun and cloud. +1 in Toronto, mix of sun and cloud. -2 in Halifax with some sun and cloud. And up on the north shore of New Brunswick, it's looking fairly sunny. And -7 in St. John's, Newfoundland. Or not -7, +7 in Rand. And what is going on with CBC here? Holy gee, they're sending me all kinds of text messages. about that Harper aid, Wright and Duffy and the money transferring hands, so it's not looking good. Probably more criminal charges coming up. Anyway, enough of that. Let's get back to some music here. I've got, I'm wondering, should we start Artist Highlight yet, or can I sneak in one more song? All right, let's be quick. I wanted to play some Marlo Guthrie, but there was no way we had enough time to play Alice's Restaurant, 17 minutes of, or 18 minutes of music there. So I thought I would just grab something from Arlo during Woodstock, coming into Los Angeles right here on South Kootenai Radio. I had to play some Marlo here before we got rolling, but anyways, it is time to get going here with our artist highlight today, and today I'm going to feature the music of Joe Walsh and do a little bit of a cross-section here of his career, although I didn't pick out any James Gang. Oh, actually, I think I did here, yes. It's hard to tell. Anyway, enough of that. Joseph Fiddler Walsh. Commonly known as Joe, born on November the 20th, 1947, is an American musician, songwriter, record producer, and an actor. Yeah, he's been a member of three commercially successful bands, the James Gang, Barnstorm, and the Eagles, and has also experienced success both as a solo artist and a prolific session musician. He holds the number 54 spot on Rolling Stone magazine's 100 Greatest Guitar Players of All Time. Born in Wichita, Kansas. Yeah. Anyway, enough of that. Again, a big thanks going out to Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. Best-looking building in all of downtown, even that new empty building across the street. Yeah. Oh, actually, it was new in 2010, and it's still empty. The old build it and they will come didn't pan out for those guys, I guess. I'm off track here. Let's get back to Joe Walsh. We're going to listen to a live track from the 1976 album, You Can't Argue with the Sick Mind, and the name of this song, Walk Away, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Hey! You're listening to South Kootenai Radio in the Creston Valley.
Trying to destroy.
All right, we had to finish off the Joe Walsh segment there with a little bit of a fun tune, All Night Laundromat Blues. Before that, we had A Life of Illusion, Time Out, Turn to Stone, and we started things off with Walk Away. There's much more to Joe than Rocky Mountain Way. Don't you agree? Yeah. Anyways, that segment brought to you by Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston, and not many shopping days left, so you better get on down there and pick something out for a friend or yourself. Yeah. And stay tuned again tomorrow at about 8:45. We'll have another artist highlight for you, I think. Oh no, things could be changed up a little bit tomorrow. I understand we've got Noah Vail popping in for a little visit. And, he's looking to have some fun. And we try to have some fun here. And speaking of fun, I'm going to play a song right after the news. It's another special treat. It was one that I was going to play on Rock History, but I opted for Duane Allman doing Steal Away. This one, totally different. But I think you'll enjoy it. Anyway, our favorite pencil neck just entered the booth, and of course he's got that brow furled quite intensely. So we better let him do his 4 minute and 29 seconds of a news update, and then we'll be back with some regular broadcasting right here on South Kootenai Radio. Thanks a lot, everyone, for tuning in. We'll catch you all on the flip side.
It is November 20th. And this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. Following the death of teenager Rataya Parsons and others, the Harper government today will table a bill designed to deal specifically with cyberbullying. CBC's John Northcott reports.
Effectively, what they are going to do is introduce legislation that makes it a crime to transmit an image without the permission of that person. This is what's happened.